John chapter 14.
Don't let your heart be troubled. You trust in God, trust in me too. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would have told you if that were not true. I am taking a trip to prepare a place for you. Since I'm leaving to prepare a place for you, you can be sure that I will come back and take you with me so that you will be where I am. You know the road to where I'm going. Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. The only way anyone can come to the Father is through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father. But even now you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father. That would be enough for us. Jesus asked him, Philip, have I been with you such a long time and you have not known me? The person who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? You believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, don't you? The words which I am using to speak to you are not words I use on my own. The Father performs his miracles. He stays in me. Believe me, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. At least believe because of these miracles. I am telling you the truth. The person who believes in me will do the same deeds that I am performing. He will do even greater things than these. I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask for in my name. The Father will receive glory in the Son. If you ask me for something in my name, I will do it. If you love me, obey my commands. I will ask my Father, and he will give you another Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. He will be with you forever. The people of the world cannot accept him because they don't see him or know him, but you know him because he stays with you. He will be in you. I will not abandon you as though you were orphans. I am coming to you. A little longer and the people of the world will not see me anymore. However you will see me, you will live because I live. At that time you will know that I am in the Father. You are in me, and I am in you. The person who accepts my commands and obeys them is the one who truly loves me. My Father will love the person who loves me, and I will love him and make myself known to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to Jesus, Lord, what has happened that you are ready to reveal yourself to us, but not to the people of the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me and obeys my teaching, then my Father will love him. We will come and live with him. The person who does not love me will not obey my teachings. The message you are hearing is not mine. It belongs to the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am staying with you. The Comforter will teach you everything. He will cause you to remember everything I have told you. He is the Holy Spirit. The Father will send him with my authority. I am leaving peace with you. I am giving you my peace. This peace that I am giving you is not like the type that the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled or afraid. You have heard me say, I am leaving, but I will come back to you. If you really loved me, you would be glad that I am traveling to the Father. The Father is greater than I am. Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens you will believe. I will not say many more things while I am with you. The ruler of the world is coming. He can do nothing to me. I must do as my Father ordered me, so that the people of the world may know that I love the Father. Get up, let us go away from here.